The Second World War. Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany in 1933. He believed that the conditions imposed on Germany by the Allies after the First World War were unfair. He also wanted to conquer more land for the German people. He set about renegotiating treaties, building up arms and testing Germany's military strength in nearby countries. The British government tried to avoid another war. However, when Hitler invaded Poland in 1939, Britain and France declared war in order to stop his aggression. The war was initially fought between the Axis powers, fascist Germany and Italy and the Empire of Japan, and the Allies. The main countries on the Allied side were the UK, France, Poland, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the Union of South Africa. Having occupied Austria and invaded Czechoslovakia, Hitler followed his invasion of Poland by taking control of Belgium and the Netherlands. Then, in 1940, German forces defeated Allied troops and advanced through France. At this time of national crisis, Winston Churchill became Prime Minister and Britain's war leader. As France fell, the British decided to evacuate British and French soldiers from France in a huge naval operation. Many civilian volunteers in small pleasure and fishing boats from Britain helped the Navy to rescue more than 300,000 men from the beaches around Dunkirk. Although many lives and a lot of equipment were lost, the evacuation was a success and meant that Britain was better able to continue the fight against the Germans. The evacuation gave rise to the phrase, the Dunkirk spirit. From the end of June 1940 until the German invasion of the Soviet Union in June 1941, Britain and the Empire stood almost alone against Nazi Germany. Hitler wanted to invade Britain, but before sending in troops, Germany needed to control the air. The Germans waged an air campaign against Britain, but the British resisted with their fighter planes and eventually won the crucial aerial battle against the Germans, called the Battle of Britain, in the summer of 1940. The most important planes used by the Royal Air Force in the Battle of Britain were the Spitfire and the Hurricane, which were designed and built in Britain. Despite this crucial victory, the German Air Force was able to continue bombing London and other British cities at night time. This was called the Blitz. Coventry was almost totally destroyed, and a great deal of damage was done in other cities, especially in the East End of London. Despite the destruction, there was a strong national spirit of resistance in the UK. The phrase the Blitz spirit is still used today to describe Britain's pulling together in the face of adversity. At the same time as defending Britain, the British military was fighting the Axis on many other fronts. In Singapore, the Japanese defeated the British and then occupied Burma, threatening India. The United States entered the war when the Japanese bombed its naval base in Pearl Harbor in December 1941. That same year, Hitler attempted the largest invasion in history by attacking the Soviet Union. It was a fierce conflict with huge losses on both sides. German forces were ultimately repelled by the Soviets, and the damage they sustained proved to be a pivotal point in the war. The Allied forces gradually gained the upper hand, winning significant victories in North Africa and Italy. German losses in the Soviet Union, combined with the support of the Americans, meant that the Allies were eventually strong enough to attack Hitler's forces in Western Europe. On the 6th of June 1944, Allied forces landed in Normandy. This event is often referred to as D-Day. Following victory on the beaches of Normandy, the Allied forces pressed on through France and eventually into Germany. The Allies comprehensively defeated Germany in May 1945. The war against Japan ended in August 1945 when the United States dropped its newly developed atom bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Scientists led by Ernest Rutherford, working at Manchester and then Cambridge University, were the first to split the atom and took part in the Manhattan Project in the United States, which developed the atomic bomb. The war was finally over.